your skin or honestly your nervous system feels a bit overwhelmed, this is your sign to simplify. I've been reaching for Primally Pure's Blue Tansy products anytime my skin feels reactive, irritated, or just angry. Blue Tansy is naturally this beautiful sky blue oil that helps calm redness, inflammation, and dryness almost immediately. And you feel it working. What I love is that this isn't just skincare. It's a full head-to-toe ritual. From their cult favorite Blue Tansy deodorant to their soothing collection and body oil, everything is designed to work with your body, not against it. Their formulas use real biocompatible ingredients. No fillers, no fragrance, just ingredients your skin actually recognizes and responds to.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
It is now 2:25. The league year begins in 1 hour and 35 minutes, and Aaron Rodgers has still not decided. But before we get to your phone calls on Rodgers, the Giants, how you feel as a Jet fan, I'm going to tell you the geekiest thing ever, but I need help. Can I talk about something happening in a spring training game without jinxing it? And if I did jinx it, would that piss you off?
Yes and yes.
Yes and yes, exactly right.
Oh, I don't know what that means, so I'll just say it. The Mets are pitching a combined perfect game in spring training.
Oh, God.
Is that exciting or no?
No, who cares?
And now you're driving the audience away based on Lugauer's rules.
Yeah, good news. The game's not on TV. So I ain't driving anybody anywhere. If you want updates on the Mets' perfect game, you'll have to keep it right here.
I think Juan Soto is different than Joe Humperdinck, whoever's pitching for the Mets right now.
Actually, it's funny you say that. You're very wrong. Paul Blackburn, who struggled in his first few spring outings, pitched four perfect innings. And then A.J. Minter, one of the better Met reliever signings this offseason, pitched his first game of spring training and also pitched the perfect inning. So you could take your Humperdinckle jokes and you can shove it.
And Humperdinckle would be the Yankees' number two starter.
That's right. We'll get to some baseball later on, including Yankee fans now being agitated with the manager, Aaron Boone. But Aaron Rodgers is going to make a decision probably at some point today. He's either going to pick the New York Giants, which is going to make most Giant fans happy and excited, and I don't know what it does to Jet fans. I'm still unsure what most Jet fans feel about
right.
this.
Do you care that much?
I think they're going to be...
Aren't you done? Aren't you good riddance? Whatever happens, happens. Like, you weren't good for us type of thing if you're the Jet fan? That, I mean, if I was a Jet fan, that's what I would say.
I think there are some that have that healthy attitude. My attitude, I'm being perfectly honest, and I don't know if I'm impacted by sitting next to you and other Giant fans, is... I'm going to actively root for him to fail.
I can't take it.
And I'm sure he feels the same way. And if Aaron Rodgers ends up in Pittsburgh, I'll probably care far less. Doesn't mean I'm rooting for him. I wouldn't be.
Just because it's not in your face.
It's not in my face. If the Giants have success with Aaron Rodgers, it's in our face, and you guys are going to remind us of it. And you can sit here and say you won't on March 12th, but then I'd call you liars. Because you will. I know Sean will. I certainly know Lukey will. And you, Teak, I'm very impressed that you were honest enough to say, yeah, I would take some joy out of Rodgers succeeding with the Giants
Mostly
after failing with the
success
Jets.
Success for the Giants more than anything else.
Yeah, but sticking it to the Jets.
I mean, just
a little bit.
Well, it depends on how the Giants handle themselves with Aaron Rodgers. We'll see.
What does that mean, handle themselves with Aaron Rodgers? Like, right. If they let him run the show?
You are our king. Stand on top, on high, and tell us how to be successful. Mm-hmm. That's what it felt like the Jets were doing.
Yes.
And it. I mean, you saw it on, like, the media, right? The reports and the coaching staff and, like, how crazy it felt they were treating a 40-year-old quarterback who was coming off an Achilles injury. It never made sense to me. And it's like our eggs are all in this basket. And if it doesn't work, we're screwed.
And guess what?
I don't want the Giants to do that.
No, they can't handle it the same way. It needs to be very different.
Right.
And by the way, the Jets ended up getting screwed. So you're right about how it ended. Screwed completely. Different franchise. Starting over. Let's go to Mike in Oceanside. How are you, Mike?
All right, fellas. How's it going?
Good.
Good. I'm a Jets fan. I don't care where he goes. I love what the Jets have done. To me, as a coach, I think you should want your starting quarterback and your backup quarterback to have a similar style of play. I think they have that now with Justin Fields, Tyrod Taylor, and if we ever see Jordan Travis. And I think the Giants should try and do the same here and make a decision. Which rookie quarterback are they most likely going to get, and who would you rather have him emulate, Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson?
Mm.
For me, I think it's Russell Wilson. I think he's a little less. He's a different kind of weird than Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And Aaron Rodgers is going to come in here. He's just going to throw fades to Malik Nabers. How long is that going to last? You know, there's no one else for him to throw. He's going to go to. He's going to Pittsburgh. You know.
It's a good question. I ask you this, Tiki. To his point. Forget about who gives you the best chance to win in the short term, which is obviously incredibly important. Which veteran quarterback do you think is better to be working with a young quarterback to help develop said young quarterback?
Well, I think what he said is correct, and that you want the skill set transferable to whoever the young player is. But I would posit this when you go look at the Green Bay Packers. Jordan Love is a much different quarterback than Aaron Rodgers was.
Mm.
Yet when you watch Jordan Love, you see some of that Aaron Rodgers influence and the way he throws the ball, the way he has some of his mannerisms at the line of scrimmage. And so I almost think it doesn't matter as long as you're confident in who you are as a young player, right? It's like, I'm going to integrate what I can from a veteran who's a Hall of Famer, but ultimately I got to just be me. And when I look at Jordan Love, I see Jordan Love, but I see a little bit of this Aaron Rodgers influence. So it's like he took it and owned it, as opposed to I need to be Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I don't think it's about the style as much as our last caller said. I think it's more about who would be better in that room teaching and learning from.
But I think by style, he means like Aaron Rodgers isn't running QB power or zone reads.
Right.
He's just simply not doing that. Tyrod Taylor might be able to do that. And obviously Justin Fields lives on that. So I think when you say style, it's basically play calling. But what I was referring to was like mannerisms, like how he holds himself. And I think Jordan Love benefited from some of that Aaron Rodgers, not tutelage, because I don't think it was, hey, do this, try this. I don't think it was that. It was more by osmosis, some of the good habits of Aaron Rodgers.
And, you know, you mentioned Jordan Love as a guy who sat behind Aaron and obviously has turned into something good. Now I'm putting my brain together and saying, all right, what about Russ,
mm-hmm.
who has sat behind Russell Wilson and learned? And the answer is Geno Smith. I mean, Geno Smith was done.
Right.
He was bouncing around the league. And when he was backing up Russ at the end of his time in Seattle, I think we all just assumed he was a backup. And Geno Smith, to his credit, has turned himself into a pretty solid quarterback in this league. How much credit do we give Russell Wilson?
Right.
We give him a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you have to, but I think a lot of that was the coordinator in Seattle for Geno Smith, and it'll be interesting to see what he does now in his next stop back with the Raiders, back with Pete Carroll with the Raiders.
Let's go to Kevin in North Haven. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Hey, guys, what's up?
I feel like we've all been taught to be scared of the sun, avoid it, reapply constantly, cover up immediately. But recently, I started questioning that. The sun actually plays a role in things like your mood, sleep, and hormones. So I'm not avoiding it anymore. I'm just more intentional about what I put on my skin when I'm in it. A lot of conventional SPFs are filled with things like hormone-disrupting chemicals, seed oils, and synthetic ingredients. So I started looking for something simpler. That's what led me to Primally Pure's SPF. It's super minimal, only 9 ingredients, using non-nano zinc, plus really nourishing things like tallow and mango butter. I've been using their sun cream, and it honestly feels more like skincare than sunscreen. Lightweight, not chalky, and just easy to wear. So if you've been rethinking your sunscreen, Primally Pure is one of the best places to start.
So this is going to be completely out of nowhere, but instead of even getting Aaron Rodgers, I mean, is the idea of just drafting one of these guys in the first round and then just maybe letting them start as opposed to dealing with all this controversy of getting Aaron Rodgers, seeing if he's still going to be good, not going to be good, the controversy, the McAfee? Why not just get a guy like Shedeur Sanders and then just throw him out there and let him start? I mean, you know?
Yeah, that tends not to work well all the time. Sometimes it does, but it takes us like the right kid for that to happen. And I think the circumstances where we've seen this in the last couple of years, it's a little bit nuanced. So if you go back to Bobby Slowick and C.J. Stroud, it was all because Bobby Slowick knew what he was doing when he had a young quarterback because he had just done it. Did it with Brock Purdy. Did it with Trey Lance in San Francisco. That system, I don't want to say it's an easy system to learn, but it's easy to know what your expectation is. And I think C.J. Stroud was more than ready to be an NFL quarterback. Jaden Daniels was one of the, I think, because he was in multiple stops in college, he was one of the more advanced quarterbacks coming out. And I know that Cam Ward is, and probably is going to be okay if he had to start right away. I don't know if that's the case for Shedeur Sanders. Shedeur scares me a little bit, only because I think he's going to take some development before he becomes a really good NFL quarterback.
And that's why him sitting behind someone like Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson benefits him.
Right.
I don't mean to brag, but I am in midseason form, ladies and gentlemen. Within 13 seconds of me proclaiming that the Mets were pitching a perfect game in spring training, Danny Young allowed a double to Pedro Pajas.
Of course.
And the perfect game is over. So rest easy, everybody. We're back.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
We're back. Got nothing to worry about. I'll be jinxing it all throughout the baseball season this year. No perfect game on a beautiful spring afternoon in the middle of March. By the way,
good time to remind Yankee fans, Evan believes in us this year.
I believe in who this year?
The Yankees.
Well, hold on a second.
Jinxing, that's not mushy.
Jinxing a perfect game is far different than predictions, right? Mm-hmm. It's very different. Just remember, we're sitting here today on the eve of Aaron Rodgers being a New York Giant. Who was the first person to bring that up on Sports Talk Radio here in New York?
That was me that you took from Twitter and then did it.
I said on Sports Talk Radio in New York, social media.
Okay, yeah. No, Evan spoke into a microphone after he stole the tape.
Stole the tape? I mean, there were some Giant fans talking about it, and I was like, that's a great idea. Let's go. Let's go to Robert in Queens. How are you, Robert?
How are you guys? The number one show, period, New York or anywhere else.
Thank you, man. Very kind.
Guys. Okay, guys, I just hung up with Ryan Hurley, and he was in agreement with me totally that the new name of the show is The Troller and Tiki.
Because, the Troller?
Because Evan, yes, because how's Evan that? Goes to sleep at night, or actually doesn't sleep at night, but thinks, how can I troll Sean and Loogie, make Tiki be the referee, but sometimes also troll Tiki. And he just sits there with a smile and says, yeah, the Giants and the Yankees and the Rangers and this and that. And that's all he does, one after the other.
Well, what am I trolling? Loogie, what am I trolling right now? I'm confused.
No. I'll tell you what you're trolling. You want to hear? So yeah. with this, the Giants, you hope more than anything else that the Giants do not get Aaron Rodgers. Because your biggest fear is that the three sitting next to you are going to be all over you when the Giants do great. Oh, my God. Yeah. The Jets couldn't do anything with him for 2 years. Blah, blah, blah. And the same thing with the Knicks. Like, Sean, are you smiling? Because every single time, all he does is, yeah, Sean, what about the Knicks? The Knicks are going to be great. Yeah, they go to this. And with Loogie, with the Knicks or anything else with Loogie, You just, and then Tiki, was I saying this? Come on, you sit there. We go, and that's Tiki's life. And by the way, Tiki, right. Could I just say one thing?
What's up?
You wasted with BT, because with these three guys, You are the number one listen in New York.
Well, I need to address a couple of things here, Robert.
A lot there.
Everything you said about why I don't want him to sign with the New York Giants is true, and I've admitted it. So how is that trolling? Like, what I try to do is I try to be honest. Mm. And I am honestly someone who's never hated the New York Giants. I just haven't. I've told you that. Now, there have been moments, pockets in history.
No, you don't hate the New York Giants, Evan, but you do troll the New York Giants.
Not really.
Yeah, you don't hate, but you enjoy the misery that comes with the failure. Yes.
Disagree.
You troll when you know that there is the likelihood of success is slim. It makes you feel like, yes, they're with us.
Not again.
Yeah.
All cute and all, but not
true. You saw that. When we give the preseason predictions, look at Sean's face there getting all smiles. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but like that, he does that whole thing.
But we've worked together for multiple years. The first year together, I thought the Giants would be bad. I was right. The second year together, this past year, I thought the Giants would be better. I was wrong. So you could try to find any pattern you want. You won't. But I'm being honest here. I've never hated the New York Giants. I rarely root against them. There have been circumstances, but it's rare. If Aaron Rodgers is a New York Giant, I can't be any more transparent here, I'm going to root against you. Mm.